Would you please give help for a loved member of my family? There are many requests that come like that. And if the person who appears to have the problem is able to ask himself for the help, he should make the request. I have people writing to me all the time about their neighbor a block away who is having a very severe problem, and would I give the neighbor help? And the neighbor probably doesn't even want to help. The neighbor wants to be well, but the neighbor may not want spiritual help, because spiritual help will take away his humanhood. And he may not want that at all. So we should expect that the person who asks for help, or who wants help, asks for it himself. Now, that does not mean that if you see an appearance, and if you have a neighbor down the street who appears to need help, that you should pass by on the other side. No, it means that you must reinterpret what you are seeing and realize the spiritual identity and the divine harmony that flows out of that spiritual identity. That's your job. But don't ask a practitioner to do that for someone who can ask for himself.